Good morning, just after 7:51 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our chat with City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
Absolutely. Glad to have you. So we do have another meeting tonight. Let's see what's sticking out to you on the agenda here.
All right. First off, if you're needing assistance and would like to attend the City Commission meeting, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall, there is a ramp that goes down to the customer service entrance. If you'll go through that door and then turn to your left, you'll see an elevator. And if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the City Commission meeting is at. On the consent agenda, there is one of those, just the minutes are approved, but then we have, that's our appropriations, and that's where we pay our bills. It is one of those. This is probably lower than people have seen, and of course we've explained electric power. It is one of those that it is a large amount of funds, but it is comes in and goes out simply because of that's how electric power works. But this is the amount is $867,000, and that is for commission's consideration. Then we go to comments from citizens, and like we've stated all the time, we welcome that. The only way we can do better is to hear from the public. It is one of those, some of the things we can do and we can't do, but we always try to learn so we can do better. And then we move on to, there's not any public hearings, there's not any old business, but new business. We just have mainly one item for this commission meeting for commission's, City Commission's consideration is a resolution to execute a purchase order to Cooling Tower Depot for emergency repair of Cooling Tower Number 4. It is one of those that our cooling tower does need maintenance, and that is before the commission. It is one of those. It's always for the consideration, but that's our only agenda item. Of course, we have the city manager's report and then comments from commissioners and staff. But it's kind of a short meeting tonight. Of course, we welcome everyone, and it is one of those that, like I said, hearing your voice helps us to become better.
Absolutely. And is this the cooling tower for the power plant here in town?
Yes, yes.
And we were talking off air. I saw there. It looked like they were running yesterday. So kind of, as we were saying, getting ready for some of those peak times that we may experience, since we are going to have a warmer week, next couple weeks coming up here.
Yes. And that is always, there is in our pool, there is always a watch of weather, and it's the same as in cold that we experience, but that's usually gas, and it is one of those that sometimes this does, and it comes in the summer, and that is I think last year we had a couple incidences where there was just a warning. It's a heads up, a precaution that says that we want to prevent from brownouts happening because of the lack of power and the consumption of power. And usually when it's warmer, everybody turns everything on to keep cool. So that's just some of the things that people have seen, is just making sure that we're ready if that is dispatched for more power.
And correct me if I'm wrong, and obviously Michael Shook, you know, the expert over there, but you know, the city every day buys how much power we think we're going to need, but then if we exceed that base, that peak power time, then, you know, we either, you know, you have the option, one, to buy peak power or make it ourselves, right?
Yes, there's that's and you actually know way more than I do.
Sure.
Mike is the expert.
He is the expert. We should have him on sometime.
And that is, it is one of those that if there's a need, it is one of those, especially with the Generation 1 starting up. We rely mostly on Generation 2, which is the new plant. But it is one of those that we have to be ready in case that's called up.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it. And we got a little bit of rain. I know they're having some more rain upstream maybe. So
I still, there hasn't been enough to float my bugs in my rain gauge, but we're going to get there sometime. I do want to say is we're always in Kansas has been in a watch. It is one of those that we participate. The community is their conservation of water. And it is one of those that every little bit helps. And that is because the ultimate, which you'll have an emergency, and that's where things started getting tighter on water. But we've been in watch, and Kansas has been in watch simply because we haven't come out of this drought.
Yeah, and that's looking to persist, so we'll keep an eye on it.
You bet.
City Manager Mark Hall, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, and it's always a pleasure.
All right, and we'll talk at you later. And we do have lots more coming up on the program. We have Lisa Wilson coming in from Independence here in just a few minutes, so keep it here for that. We have 68 degrees right now in Coffeyville, heading up into a high in the mid-80s today.